This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Center for Information, now this is not the Center for Disease Confusion, this is the Center for Information and Intervention. Ooh, I like that. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. The situation in our country, this is sort of observational intelligence. Well, maybe it's not intelligence, but it's observational. Anyway, a couple of things that are going on right now in our country that I don't think both of these things aren't getting enough attention as far as I'm concerned. So tell me whether you agree or not, ladies. The first one has to do with the number of members of Congress who are earning a higher than average return on their stock investments. Somehow or other, somebody went to, I think it was the government, with the GAO, Government Accounting Office, that looked at, I don't know how they get, how does anybody get a hold of somebody else's records like this?
Well, the government, it should be filing. Their financial filings.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so these findings suggest that at least a number of congressional members have profited greatly because of their elected position. They have inside knowledge. They know about forthcoming policy changes. They know about economic developments.
They can create policy changes to match what they need. That's what's so disturbing about this, is that they can create laws and not just get the inside tip of the hat. That's what Martha Stewart got put in jail for, right? For much less.
Right.
Someone saying, hey, now would be a good time to sell or buy. This is actually getting those tips or creating your own set of really good circumstances because you're the ones that can legislate everything in the country. It is such a racket.
All right,
and it's Democrats and Republicans.
This happened to, I remember it was at least two or three high profile members of Congress in the first, like, in the month of, like, late December and all of January of 2020.
John Yarmuth from Kentucky, he's one of them.
I thought there was some guy from Florida. Yeah, but it was COVID specific. They stocked up on PPE stocks and, like, kinds of stuff because they knew a global pandemic was coming. They knew a month before the rest of us.
Yarmuth, who is a Democrat from Kentucky, bought lots of cannabis stocks. Mitch McConnell is from Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
His son is the largest operator of any hemp grow anywhere in the country. And that's why it became part of the hemp sort of legalization process. Got a big shot in the arm or a shot somewhere else because the 2018 Farm Bill, shepherded through by his father, had all kinds of incentives for hemp. So here's this Yarmuth who buys cannabis stocks and then promotes bills favorable to the cannabis industry. Let's see here. Tom Price, who was the Secretary of Health and Human Services under Trump, traded health care stocks, including a discounted purchase through a special offer from a drug company in Australia. God.
Wow. And the thing that stinks is that it's legal. What they're doing is legal.
Yeah.
It just feels like it shouldn't be because
Wi-Fi.
It feels awful. It feels disgusting.
Yeah, and so, but there's a Republican who's now created legislation. I'm forgetting his name. He's somewhere from the middle of the country. But he's created this legislation that cracks down on members of Congress being able to use their family members because, like you're talking about, the congressman's son, Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yeah. They put everything in the spouse's name.
We don't talk about financial things. Oh, please. You're
right. Trump didn't talk to his kids about his businesses either. It's like, come on.
It's the same argument with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Like, you never talk to Hunter Biden about your business dealings? Give me a break. Like, are you a terrible dad? Then are you lying? Because everybody is talking about it, right?
$360 million, according to this overview.
The point is that no one's signing on to this bill, Doug. So this one lone guy is out there with, like, two other people around him.
I can't remember.
And he's asking for, like, he was asking Kevin McCarthy to sign on. Kevin McCarthy wouldn't sign on.
Well, this is a cash cow for all of them.
All right, here, wait a minute. Senators John Ossoff, Mark Kelly, Jeff Merkley, and Abigail Spanberger, all Democrats. Senator Josh Hawley and Representative Chip Roy are Republicans. They're the ones who are pushing the bill through Congress.
I thought there was one bipartisan bill. Maybe it's that one. Is that one
it
bill
is.
Together?
This it's is one the one, bill. But it's only got like eight people that have signed on.
Right, those are the eight.
Yeah.
I just gave you the eight.
And those are the senators because they've also, the guy I'm talking about that started it is a congressman. He's a, gosh, he's a Republican congressman from somewhere in the middle, like Kentucky or, I don't know, somewhere like that. But, and then he's got the senators now signing on to it, some Democrats, some Republicans, but you
I think
want
that's
the leadership
Chip
to
Roy
do it.
Is the one you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and the leadership will not do it. Leadership won't sign up. Pelosi,
they are
McCarthy,
so corrupt.
Schumer.
They are such BSers that contempt. Remember last week when we were going through the jobs that people had respect for, and only 11% of the people surveyed said they had respect for members of Congress. I think that was or politicians.
Well, look
in general.
What happens.
And this
they
is
get
it.
Elected. They yeah. promise everybody everything. They all try to act as like you know everyday man as possible, and then they go in and then they just insulate themselves with a cash grab. It just yeah. it's.
So why do we pay any attention to them? That's the question, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, because they're the ones who are in charge.
So then, why
the
aren't we putting better
decisions?
People in charge? Why aren't we electing? Why aren't we getting
because
better people,
vote
to
for
run?
Brand names. I live in the district of Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff should have been. Voted out years ago,
joke.
But because he's got name recognition, it's like he just stays and he does nothing for the district, no return.
Mm-hmm. All right, the other observation I have is again nothing new to this except the numbers are becoming startling. The way homes are being priced and the way they're being priced out of the market for people like that are well all of your ages. I think, well, Jennifer, you own your own home. Jay, you own your own home. Victoria, you don't.
Nope.
I make reference to my two children who live in Los Angeles who both make good money, and they can't afford to buy a house there. And there are so many other places like that, and the houses are selling super quickly now, and most of them in most parts of the country are going for above asking price. That's mm-hmm. really what I find. There's a story of a couple that were together, they were living in a 1,100 square foot home, about 10 years. They had a child and they felt cramped, so they went out house hunting. And they spent a lot of time looking for their dream home. And they came across a picture of a house they really liked. It was kind of a farm home, that sort of thing. The price was right, but it was not what they saw online wasn't really what it was like bait and switch. Beautiful kitchen, all that stuff. So they went to visit the house. It was a mobile home. So,
I believe it. It happens all the time. And then there's still not a debate. People are still bidding to
get
a place.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Even with bait and switches.
Yeah.
You have people that want to come, all cash offer. They want to flip it.
Yeah, and by the way, the double-digit price increases and bidding wars have got hotter, even as COVID is kind of relaxed a little bit. Whatever is causing it, and maybe it's supply and demand. I haven't gotten a real bottom line answer to that question. What has all of a sudden, that's kind of like the employment picture. We had 8.5 million jobs that went away during the COVID thing. And where did those 8.5 million people go? Yeah, I get that some people retired and blah, blah. But all of them didn't. Where'd they go? And
it's a shifting landscape. It's very bizarre.
Well, it's like quicksand, Victoria.
Yeah.
In terms of the landscape, trying to buy a house, and if you pay crazy numbers, what happens in 2 years if the market gets soft? I'm doing
well. Isn't that what happened with the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac stuff?
Yeah, 2008,
people were getting mortgages they couldn't.
They couldn't
afford. And everybody's underwater, right?
Yeah.
And then everything just it's a one foreclosure after another. I hope we don't get into that again because people are paying astronomical prices. And I live on the Jersey Shore, so
seller,
it's always, you know, if you're on the anything waterfront, you're always going to pay more. And the prices are insane. I mean, they're just like, I don't know, they're just stupid. But there was a new report that came out over the weekend. I don't know if this is sort of what you were referencing about millennials and home ownership.
Yes. I saw 30, two or three things. That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, 36% of millennials say that their student debt is preventing them from owning a home.
Yep.
And so 45% of them said that saving for a down payment is their top priority, but they're not able to buy anything yet. The rents are super, super high right now. That's also preventing people from being able to save for the down payment. payment. I mean, the barrier for many, many people is the down payment, is just able to save. You know, that's the number one thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. And 10% doesn't help because you've got the PMI then that gets added on.
Yeah.
So it's basically 20% down or else, you know, you're not really going to be able to afford a home. And,
and how can you afford to save that when rent prices are so high? It's just tough.
All right. So a related focus here, back to the jobs, back to people who have a job, people who are looking for jobs, people who are leaving their jobs. The data that has been published over the last couple of days about our workforce suggests that there are only two states, Colorado and Pennsylvania, that saw the people who were quitting their jobs or the share of workers who left their jobs declining in the last month or so. Colorado's rate went from, it went down to 3.5% from 4%. Pennsylvania's dropped to 2.4% from 2.7%. But if you look at the other states, like there are specific data from 22 states that saw a number of people quitting their jobs climb significantly as the labor shortage charged forward. And this is because they can go get a better job because the pay is better. So they leave the low-end job and they become sort of mid-level employees. Georgia and Kentucky and North Dakota
I don't know what's going on in New Hampshire. They are leading the charge. The quit
4%.
Rate. 4.5% up from 2.9. This report came out on Friday, and this is using November data. So this was right as Omicron was starting to take hold. So they said that when you look maybe at this type of report for the next month, it might actually even show more people quitting because of Omicron. So it's the virus has really just
are they
month
going
to, month.
To better jobs or are they just quitting and going away? And do they have support government programs?
We don't know that yet. I mean, they could be quitting and instead getting a job that it's full time work from home.
We created habits too where people are just wanting to stay home and jump out of the workforce.
Yep.
So,
by the way, driving across the country, a lot of tributes to Meatloaf, who passed away. We talked about that on our podcast last Friday. You can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 18 past the hour. Somebody asked me the other day, how he loses belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calendrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone taps, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What is going on? It's 23 half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So as part of what is trending, we were just talking a quick bit about what is happening. This is not usually we talk about personalities and Hollywood celebs here, but the business of what's going on in Ukraine. Notice I didn't say the Ukraine, ladies.
I'm so grateful for that,
Ukraine.
By the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't say
anyway.
The Canada either, so no. Good job. No.
Well, we do say,
the
United
Iraq.
States.
Iraq, though.
Yeah. Anyway, the essence of the invasion, to invade or not to invade, that seems to be on lots of people's minds, Jay. I don't know if you asked a question about it or not, but I think probably, I guess the question that I have is how will it affect or would it affect us, and it really wouldn't.
Well, let me help you with the question.
War.
What should the United States do? Something, nothing, a little bit of something. That's maybe a better question, because the question should the invasion happen or not, I think it's kind of a gimme. I mean, obviously the answer is no, the invasion should not happen.
No, of course.
So maybe what our response should be is a question, because there's stories over the weekend that Biden's considering sending 3,000 to 5,000 troops. There's already some movement in the sea, getting people closer offshore, that kind of stuff. So, that's really what, should we get involved? Do we not get involved? That's probably the money question.
So, but under the circumstances, when you look at, the getting involved one way or another, what is 3,000 to 5,000 troops going to do against 100,000?
It's just support for NATO. Not. I don't think that's
a
meaningful number.
Does NATO have troops?
NATO, NATO is the one. That's Biden's whole thing, is that we're supporting NATO, and whatever they need, we're going to beef them up. And it's sort of like, I think pushing it off on them rather than us taking it on, directly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're pretty good at that. Getting involved in messing things up. All right. So, Jay, what else is trending that's important?
That's important. Well, how do I follow?
How do we transition?
I know. From possibly a battle and war to some celebrity gossip. That just seems awkward. But Pete Davidson and Colin Jost are going to buy a Staten Island ferry boat.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they did buy it.
They did buy it.
They did, yes. It was the John F. Kennedy. It's a decommissioned ferry boat. Them, along with Manhattan real estate broker and comedy club owner Paul Italia, spent a little over $250,000, and they have these grand plans to make it pretty much like the hottest nightclub in New York
City. So here's why that's a good idea. So you just said $250,000 to buy that boat.
That's nothing in this
scheme
of like how much you'd have to pay for New York real estate. So
it's a 300-foot boat.
Yeah, if you can get like real, if you can get a liquor license up there going on,
oh, yeah.
You are going to be golden.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a bar and a restaurant, and I think it's a smart move.
I think that the next thing
right now is finding a shipyard that they can tow it to store until they can get different.
Need to get it
get it up and running.
Yeah, they can bring it to Groton, New London. There's any number of places that you can take something like that to get it rehabbed. It really is. Bring it down. They may have to bring it down to Pascagoula. Is that how you pronounce it? Mississippi? Pascagoula, I think it's Pascagoula.
I don't think it's going anywhere because this was built in 1965, and so it has mechanical failures in both of the engines. So I think this is going to be towed somewhere in the New York area, Long Island maybe, and that's going to be as far as it goes. And then it'll get, you know, retrofitted.
Well, are they gonna? Is it going to be a moving
target? It's going to be stationary.
In essence, it's going to be just stationed.
No, it'll be stationary.
I think it would be much better if they could take it out into New York Harbor. And you can watch the jets taking off from JFK.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That.
But this is a big boat, and that's a crowded space. So, yeah, that's a different – that's not why they bought it. It's been decommissioned, so that's why it was so cheap. But I think good for them. That's a. It's, I think it's a great business venture. They're both from Staten Island, you know.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And so who's Pete Davidson's date going to be on the first night?
I think Kim Kardashian, right?
Really?
If they're still together, yeah.
I thought that he was seeing somebody else. Didn't he, Miley Cyrus or something? There's
no.
Nothing to that?
They're just
they're just friends.
They
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO said Monday that it's putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighters to the Eastern Europe area, as Ireland warned that new Russian war games off its coast are not welcome, given tensions over whether Vladimir Putin intends to attack Ukraine. An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
The United Arab Emirates says it intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi early Monday. It's the second attack in a week that targeted the capital. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A new book called Red-Handed claims the Biden family has taken $31 million from Chinese intelligence officials. Breitbart's Peter Schweitzer last night.
That the Biden family, while he was vice president of the United States and continuing when he became president, received some $31 million from Chinese individuals who are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And these deals, which we lay out in the book, were carried out by a couple of individuals. One is a guy named Che Feng. Hunter Biden in the Hunter Biden emails refers to him as the super chairman. That's kind of his nickname for him. And he says in one email, I don't believe in the lottery anymore, but I believe in the super chairman. Now, who is Che Feng? He's kind of this sketchy Chinese businessman. His business partner at the time that he was striking deals with Hunter Biden, his business partner was the vice minister at the Ministry for State Security. He was in charge of, among other things, recruiting foreign nationals to spy for China. He was the head of something called the Number 8 Bureau. Another individual that helped arrange that deal is a guy named Mr. Zhao. He also sent $5 million to Hunter Biden, and he sent that money from a very interesting business called Harvest Global.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, here in what started off as an experiment. Maybe it was an experiment in terror when I first started doing the syndicated morning program in October of 1988. There was nobody listening. And it took a while to get listeners. I suppose in a manner of speaking, it was that experiment in terror. It was, you know, thinking, am I listening to myself? And is that it? Am I going to have listeners? Is this ever going to develop? And so here we are 30-some-odd years later, and we have the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and all of you. I got a kick out of it as I was driving through the Finger Lakes region last night coming back here. I was listening to our stations that are there. It's kind of fun to listen to the station, although we weren't on the air at the time, just listening to the stations and how they approach things. It's really kind of fun to hear what different, speaking about experiments, what different things are working for different stations. Here's something that is important for parents. And I guess, Jay, you'd be on the top of the list here about this recall. Do you use a pacifier for Mac?
No, Mac never had one.
Never had one. Okay. Is that the case now? Because I'm not in the babying department. I don't know. I don't think that my son has a pacifier for... I suppose if you're breastfeeding, you don't need a pacifier, right?
I think it comes a little bit later. I don't think you use it right away, right? No, some parents will use one. It's really up to the baby if they want to take it or not, but some parents will use one. Pacifiers have been linked to... my brain is not working, but not causing SIDS, but fighting against SIDS. A lot of times babies who sleep with a pacifier, they won't suffer sudden infant death syndrome. But again, it goes to the baby. The parent can say all they want that they don't want to use a pacifier, that they do want to use a pacifier, but it's up to the kid whether they want one or not. It's not that we've tried not to have Mac have one. He just never took to one. He hated it.
There's a recall on a pacifier called Frigg. F-R-I-G-G. Is that a brand you're familiar with, Jay?
I've never heard of it, no.
Never? 334,000 of them have been called back in because there's a danger of the baby using it choking, which would be kind of
The little nipple part. This is what's really scary. The little nipple part can pop off and go right into the kid's mouth, and they can swallow.
Great.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then the parent, how would they know if they weren't...
Who's in charge of quality control at this place? I'd say that it had the right name, Frigg. Maybe we should add a few letters to that. It looks like every other pacifier, but apparently they have some little slit or something in the middle of it that comes, as you suggested, Victoria, comes off.
Scary.
They come in two sizes.
Yeah.
That's got to be a parent's worst. Well, SIDS is really a parent's worst nightmare, isn't it? When you think about what happens with a baby that, it seems normal.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's accidental suffocation because there was something in the crib with the baby that shouldn't have been there and the baby rolled into it, or the baby was put on their stomach and they couldn't turn their head. And again, mm-hmm. So it's usually the cause is accidental suffocation one way or another.
Mark Cuban in the news today. I like him a lot. There's something about him and his personality. Maybe it's because we've gotten to know him so well on Shark Tank. I think all of those people, even Mr. Wonderful, there's a likability factor. And the lady that's a real estate lady, what's her name? She doesn't always
Barbara
appear.
Corcoran. She's my least favorite.
Yeah, she is too.
I just don't like her
Doug
personality.
Doug is such a fan of this show. You're such a fan.
I do. I like the show.
I love the show.
It helps
Shark
people.
Tank.
It's great drama. I like the way the folks that are on the panel interact with each other. Sometimes they don't like each other. Sometimes they have great fun with each other. But it's just, it's a nice...
I think it teaches people that, like, it... being
business.
Know, like a little ingenuity is still
important. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so Cuban is now taking on the big drug stores, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and apparently he's taken a shot at Amazon because they have their own now discount e-commerce pharmacy. This is the worst. I got to tell you something. Driving across the eastern half of the country from Des Moines back to Boston over the last couple of days, and seeing the number of trucks, the prime trailer trucks are everywhere. And when you go across the country, there are big signs in front of these huge buildings that are being built at intersections of the highways that are these, they're not necessarily elaborate, but they certainly are huge tributes to Amazon and what people are doing to our economic system. And I say that because maybe it sounds accusatory, because I think it is. In this circumstance with Cuban, the Cost Plus Drug Company has debuted a service after establishing its pharmacy benefit manager operation. They're trying to shield consumers from inflated drug prices. And it's like everything else. The drug prices keep going. Look at the God-blessed television, every spot break, and radio, too, now. all of these pharmaceutical ads. These people are spending literally billions of dollars to get you hooked on whatever drug it is.
And they look so happy after they get
it. Oh, yeah, right. Take the drug and look at
it. They count and dance. There's butterflies.
Yeah, and they count on people going into their doctor saying, hey, can you prescribe me blah, blah, blah? And then the doctor's like, okay, sure.
Yeah, give me Eliquis. You're right, exactly.
But I actually think that and this is called the Mark Cuban Cost Plus, I actually think that this is one of the most important stories of the day, if not of the week, because the numbers that they put out over the weekend in terms of what the retail of these drugs are going to be is unreal.
In comparison to what they cost at the drugstore. So he's going to have his own drugstore, in essence. That's what we're talking about.
Well, he's cut out the middleman, basically. Mm-hmm. So this is a cash business, so they don't even accept insurance. And the reason that they don't take insurance or prescription plans is because they say that even using a prescription plan, you end up paying so much more money, and everything is so inflated that you may think, oh, well, I've got insurance, and so this is going to be
cheap. $10.
But the overall, And so, but the thing that's really impressive, so this, you know, the leukemia drug that's sort of been talked about, I can't even pronounce it. It's LMATINIB. It's the worst name ever. But it's a really important drug, and it's just under $9,700 a month.
I'm a tinibib.
For $9,700 a month is the retail price through Mark Cuban's thing. It's $47.
It tells you something about what a bunch of greedy bastards the drug companies. They've become.
This is what he's saying.
Tyrants.
The thing that's really and the thing that he stressed is that 18 million Americans recently said that they were unable to pay for at least one prescription medicine. And 1 in 10 Americans have skipped doses to save money. He's doing is so incredibly
super.
Important.
Super. He's a wonderful
Well,
American,
don't you think, I mean, think about, like, doctors will just prescribe whatever drug company is coming to woo them,
right? They're not concerned about the price. They're not paying for it.
Right, so they're not going to look for cheaper alternatives. You know, I had someone, I do a morning show in Los Angeles, and I had someone call in because we've been talking a lot about insurance and hospitals and all of this stuff because California is considering universal health care for legal and illegal citizens of California, right?
Of course.
It's going to charge everyone an extra $12,000 a year in taxes, which is great. Yeah. But we had a listener call in, and he said, you know, I just went through this really expensive surgery, and he said, I went through the statement. And he said the hospital charged about $2 million for the surgery that this guy had. He said it wasn't anything, you know, crazy. It was a pretty simple, standard surgery. By the time it was done, his insurance company had bid down the rate that the hospital was charging to just over $100,000. They paid that. He paid a couple of $1,000s in, like, his copay or whatever. But he said, how often is this happening where hospitals are not usually, and this would go for other big medical giants.
Sure. Yeah,
if they're
right.
charging so much and then they bid down from $2 million to $100,000, they write that all off as bad debt, which is why hospitals and all these big medical providers pay nothing in taxes.
You know, that's a very interesting. I don't think I've ever thought about it that way.
Isn't that interesting? I know. It was like eye-opening for me. I'm like, that's exactly what
look
they
at
do.
Your,
that's how
if
they
you're
get
in
around
my league,
it.
Look at the Medicare statement that you get. I look at mine. When I go to the doctor, I have some kind of treatment. The doctor, for example, my physical was... It was $400 charge, and Medicare paid $185 for it, which is all it's worth because it's a half hour. Why is it worth $400?
So you're stuck footing the bill for the rest.
No. They just don't pay.
No, this is the point. Medicare or whoever your insurance company is bids down the doctor or the hospital's rate. So, like, this guy was charged $2 million for a surgery. His insurance company went in and negotiated it down to $100,000 just over, and he paid the copay on the rest. But that amount of money, so the difference, $1.9 million?
Yeah.
Is written off by the hospitals as bad debt, which counts against them, which is why they're not ever paying taxes, because they're using that bad debt as a deduction.
This is a scam from the entire medical industry
when you think about it.
It's a racket. Everything is a racket. Everybody is getting played by everybody. And God bless people like
that. That's why I love that Mark Cuban did this. He's like, look, this is going to be full transparency. You're going to pay cash, but you know what? You're going to pay $47 instead of $9,700.
Can you imagine?
And you're going to pay $8 for gout medication.
Yeah. Take that one example. I'm sure it's an extreme, but even as it – remember – that no good SOB that took over the drug
Pharma
company.
Bro.
Remember him a couple of years ago, whatever that story was.
Pharma Bro.
And you
for the AIDS medication. Yeah.
Right. $9,600 a month is the retail price, which admittedly probably most people wouldn't pay. But if it only costs $47 through Cuban's new Cost Plus, he should set up offices in Costco or something, you know. And I wonder when I first
saw
this.
I think this is going to take off, yeah.
Ah, it would be fabulous. Yep. He's a very smart guy. I thought at first when I looked at it, it was a Shark Tank thing. That's why I mentioned Shark Tank to me, but it's not. It's his own thing, his own deal. But he's very, very
talk
smart.
About disrupting the marketplace. I mean, that's what he's good at.
Him.
And this is, this is undercutting everybody. I mean, this is, I hope it catches on. I hope people use
me
it.
Too.
You can go right to the website and you can look it up and just, you buy your drugs, whatever your prescription is, you submit it and it's a cash business.
Yep.
I think it's fantastic.
Speaking of cash, there's a 555 carat black diamond that is has been unveiled at Sotheby's. Did
sounds
you see
amazing.
This? Huh?
This is
that
the one from
amazing.
Space?
I did. I did see it. It's beautiful. It was, and, Doug, you know, my birthday is coming, so I'm just saying.
It's worth, what, $5 million, $6 million, $8 million, whatever the heck it is they're going to
as
put
am
it
I.
Up.
Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, yes, you are. You're worth your weight in gold, Jennifer. So, anyway, this is going to be exhibited in Dubai. It's in Los Angeles now, apparently. Why do they call them black diamonds? I know what it means.
Because it's black. That's the color.
It's black. It's dark black,
yeah.
too. It's really pretty.
Well, what?
Yeah.
It's like coal.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It's a piece of coal. No, it's, it's carbonite. It's a coal. It's you're going to pay $6 million, $8 million for a piece of coal?
Well, isn't
that's
this
all
the one
diamonds
that's from
are
space,
anyway.
Though? Yeah, but isn't this the one from space?
Yeah, it came from space. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, that's
no,
it has the same
still.
Properties as like a meteorite.
Not only because some
like
fool
stuff.
Wants to pay that money to give it to some woman because she wants
this
to be
this is not
diamond
something anymore. You could ever wear as jewelry. It's way too big. You
no,
could never
it.
Use this. Yeah, but as soon as you cut into it, then it's, you know. Strap it to your head, Jen. Diamond bonnet.
You could put it in your bra, I suppose.
Yep. Carry it right there in the center.
Yeah. All right. All right. Don't call HR on me, please, Victoria, will you?
Just Jen is HR. She wants the diamond.
Right. Yep. Yeah. 48 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Three half the hour now here on the DJB program. Normally Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, but he hurt himself skiing or something. I don't know, but he's not here. Always time for some good food news. Frozen spinach. Attention, Kmart shoppers or wherever you can you get food in Kmart? You pretty much can get it everywhere else.
I think all Kmart's closed.
Oh,
yeah,
they're gone. Okay.
Closed, yeah.
All right, I'm right up on top of that stuff. The FDA, the fools in the Drug Administration, issued a frozen spinach recall this weekend. Chopped spinach sold at all the grocery stores, I think, right, in several states, has listeria.
Yeah, all the Lidl, you know, the Lidl stores, L-I-D-L.
I don't know them. Yeah.
They have a bunch of them that just opened here in New Jersey where I am. I believe they're either the competition to Aldi or
maybe
they're owned by them. But I think they might be the competition. Yeah.
That's right. They spell it almost, you know, a bunch of letters all together. What do they
mean? It's weird. It's Lidl. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Aldi and Lidl. Anyway, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, people listening to us there, look out for frozen spinach. No matter where it comes from, just bring it back. You're going to look at the box and try to figure it out. Just bring it back and get your money back. That's all. This is the stuff that comes in the steam. The new way of cooking these veggies is in a steam pouch. And you put them in the microwave, and they come out, you know, all supposedly yummy.
It's
and
so bad for you. You're cooking plastic into your food.
Yeah, into the food.
It's so bad. I know it's convenient, but, like, how did we live before we could just, you know, you could boil
spinach in a
pot?
You're beginning to sound like me. You said I sounded like an old curmudgeon when I started grousing
about. Well, I'm anti-plastic.
But also the sauteed spinach on the stovetop, it's just as easy, and it's minutes.
Exactly.
It takes minutes.
Frozen spinach is very easy. You can't really mess it up. It's, yeah, and it's so much healthier. Plus, you're not buying, and that's the thing. We're cooking plastic into our food in the microwave, and then we're throwing that plastic out, and it ends up in the ocean and gets broken down into microplastics that are too small to collect, and then fish eat them, and then we eat the fish. I mean, we're eating plastic on every end of the food chain. It's all we're doing.
All right. How much plastic is in M&M's?
Probably some. I don't know, but probably.
M&M's, I don't understand. Well, maybe I'll figure this out. You'll probably have to help me.
Oh, the Mars, TV commercial M&M's, yes.
Right. They are ditching high heels for sneakers in the redesign of the ad.
Right.
To make characters current and more representative of our consumers.
You know the little cartoon M&M's that are always around at Christmas time or they're always, you know, in different commercials? Well, the green M&M is the lady M&M, and so they've gotten, you know, she's no longer wearing high heels. But the funny thing is, at first when I saw this, I was like, okay, is M&M's just trying to be, like, a little too woke? But no, actually, the sale, the retail numbers back this up. Before the pandemic, sales were seriously declining in high heels, and then the pandemic hit, and then, you know, that's the last thing that anybody wanted to buy. So it really is just more current to have her wearing sneakers, because that's what everyone else wears.
Well, let's see. But M&M's and all those others, there's a different. I bought Miles. Well, I actually got one for everybody. At Christmas time, they had these great big candy kisses, the Hershey's Kisses. They weigh a pound. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Fun for parents to have to break off a chunk.
Well, that's why
I
got it. I always like to... Megan expects me to stir the pot, so I don't want to disappoint her. So I get things for Miles that she may not approve of, and I get, you know, like the chocolate stuff. There's a big box, and as soon as Miles saw it, his eyes lit up.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, wow, look at that, Gramps.
As much as his head, yeah. I'm sure. How many things has he broken with the flying orb?
I think he broke a few vases, and that was the last time he was in the house.
That's exactly how I pictured that going, too.
He got moved outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Safeway Supermarkets announcing in Washington, Phil, where you are, that they are running out of items that are usually, you know, common things, veggies, fresh vegetables, turkey, chicken, milk. This is at a Safeway Supermarket. In Washington. Well, I guess all around the Washington
area. It must
be
the one. I went to college in D.C. There's one Safeway that's in Georgetown, and every single time that there's any inclement weather, the shelves go barren. It doesn't have to be a pandemic. It doesn't have to be a major snowstorm. It's like a rain. You know, if it's going to rain, then the shelves get completely emptied, and everyone calls it the Soviet Safeway because there's nothing on the shelves.
But the other side of the argument is that maybe
it's
the
gotta
one.
It's got to be the same one that I used
but
to shop at.
I took the info from here, the info on how much people are spending per week at the grocery store. The average U.S. household before the pandemic was $141 a week. Now it's up to $161 and going up rapidly. That's something that's food for thought. But we all know it. We got to figure out what to do about it, right?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.